Think about your morning. Did you hit snooze? Or get up right away? Drive or take public transport? Even before work starts, your brain has already logged dozens of small decisions. By lunchtime, the mental energy you use to make choices can leave you feeling scattered, anxious, and oddly depleted. This is decision fatigue. And while it might sound like a buzzword, researchers and clinicians are clear. Constant decision-making can take a toll on mental health. It can heighten anxiety, impair focus, and make us default to a path of least resistance, and not always the path that's best for us. On a more positive note, there is something you can do about it. By learning to simplify the choices you face every day, you can preserve mental energy for the decisions that matter most. So, why do we start feeling overwhelmed when we have too many decisions on the go?
Everything our bodies do, whether physical or mental, uses energy. But while it's unclear exactly what resources are depleted during mental strain, studies have found many individuals seem to have a daily threshold for making decisions. And once that threshold is met, most people make the conscious choice to take it easy and save serious thinking about any new decisions for another day.
The brain doesn't treat all choices equally. Important decisions, like whether to change jobs or apply for a home loan, require deliberate reasoning. But when you stack dozens of low-stakes choices on top of each other, your brain treats them as urgent too. Over time, this creates cognitive overload. Constant decision-making affects more than your mood. It can lead to indecision, making it harder to choose, even when the options you're presented with are simple. Then there's procrastination, where we put off decisions to avoid mental strain. Lastly, there's an element of impulsivity that could creep in. That's when we default to quick or easy choices, often without thinking them through. The good news is that you can take control through actionable life skills. Prioritize the decisions that truly matter. Not all choices deserve equal attention. Ask yourself, does this decision have long-term consequences? Will I care about it a year from now? If the answer is no, streamline it. For example, instead of debating what to have for lunch every day, rotate a handful of go-to home-cooked meals. Freeing yourself from trivial choices leaves bandwidth for strategic ones. Next, try to build routines and resilience buffers. Automating small decisions frees mental energy. But routines alone aren't enough. Resilience matters too. Your brain needs recovery moments to preserve focus and self-control. You can also add micro resets. 5-minute breathing breaks, brief walks, or journaling pauses act as mental recharge stations, strengthening your cognitive stamina. While you're at it, make resilience non-negotiable. Schedule decision-free times, like email-free hours or no meeting blocks. These deliberate breaks reduce continual strain and build mental stamina over time. You can also explore delegation to pool decisions. Let colleagues, family, or teammates make smaller choices. Delegating isn't shirking off responsibility. It has the potential to help preserve your capacity for decisions that truly need your attention. Lastly, don't be afraid to say no strategically. Saying yes to everything quickly depletes your mental energy. A thoughtful no is an act of self-preservation. Build a simple filter. Does this align with my values? Do I have the energy and resources to do it well? If not, decline without guilt. Every no create space for a meaningful yes. Reducing decision clutter gives your mind room to breathe. Over time, you can start to feel in control again, not of every outcome, but of your own capacity to handle life. Simplifying decisions is also about resilience. By managing cognitive overload, you strengthen your mental stamina, allowing you to recover more quickly from stressful situations. It's a skill as much as a life hack. Mental Health Awareness Month is a reminder that well-being isn't only about therapy, mindfulness, or medication. It's also about building everyday skills that make life better. Thank you to TED-Ed for the audio clips used in the soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.